Virtues, another name for values or emotions that you embody on a regular basis, are the essential building blocks to an extraordinary life. Yet few people are aware of their life's virtues, and even fewer consciously select those virtues. In the next two sessions, Tony will share, through several personal examples, how your own personal story underlies all of your virtues, and ultimately, how to consciously create an empowering story for yourself. You'll learn how to turn darkness into light with strategy number 4, creating power virtues.
No matter what culture you come from, you have been taught how to behave, how to think, what's right and what's wrong. How has that been taught throughout human history in every culture in the world? Through what? Stories. This story of humankind, all the stories you've been told, whether it be fables or stories of history, which are usually fables as well. Columbus did not discover America, but we keep teaching it, right? The bottom line is, those stories provide the background for all of our decision-making. In fact, those stories lay the groundwork for what virtues, which is another word for values or emotions that you embody on a regular basis, will be rewarded, and what emotional states or vices will provide pain for you. The story of mankind is a story, and it is constantly shaping us. Everyone in this room has stories of their lives, and your story is what's shaping you. In fact, the only thing that prevents you from getting what you want is the story you have about why you can't get it. And usually that story is rooted in your past. Now, my goal is to make sure you leave with stories, because everybody needs stories. I just want to make sure you leave with empowering stories, stories that engage all of your resources. To do that, though, you got to look at the story of the life that you already have. Now, all great stories, whether it's a book or it's a movie, any great story always has one primary theme. I don't care what the story content is. If you stand back at a distance, if you're looking down on the planet of that story from the solar system, you'd see that it has one primary theme. All great stories are about going from slavery to freedom. All. Slavery from freedom. Someone is enslaved to something that frustrates them, something that overwhelms them, something that makes them angry, something that makes them sad, something that makes them depressed, some form of oppression from the outside or from the inside, usually from both. And somehow they break through. And the way they break through is eventually, after many battles and failures and starting to succeed and then fail again, they ultimately succeed because they make a change in their character. And the change in their character happens when they adopt a new virtue as their own, or a series. A virtue like courage, as an example. They finally develop enough courage that they can do the thing that's necessary to do the most difficult thing in the world, which is to break through from whatever it is that was causing them to feel enslaved. What's interesting, though, is all these stories about slavery and freedom, I don't care what the story is. I don't care if it's a fable or a movie. I don't care if it's Star Wars, where these people are enslaved and they become free. But the way they become free is not just by battling. The battles don't do it. Somehow, by going through these battles, they eventually have a self-revelation. And that self-revelation is that they have to live their life differently. That there's a part of them that has never been brought to the table before, that has to be brought to the table, not just now, but forever. And at the end of the story, you know that they lived happily ever after. Right? And the reason you know that is because they had this epiphany, and you know there's been a change in their character. And that's the impression you have out of any really good story. Now, some modern stories actually don't do this. Some modern stories, in order to create more variety, are stories of tragedies that don't get worked out. Now, we've always had those stories. The Bible is full of stories. They're all designed for instruction. There are stories that are basically examples, and all the other stories are warnings. Right? And either one. The warnings are the people that don't transform. And all of our lives in this room, everybody's life here ultimately will either be an example or a warning. You got to decide what your life's going to be and what it has been so far. And being honest with yourself in this area is really important. So let's take an example. What are the elements of a story? Because if we can start with the elements of a great story, we can see those elements in our own lives, and it puts our life into perspective. Because if you think of any good story, aren't there times when it looks like the hero finally has won, and right, and you know, because you've been to enough movies, that at about hour one of a two-hour movie, there seems to be everything starts to come together. Isn't that true? And then what happens? You have what's called the second act, right? Same in a play. What happens? They lose. They have a fall from grace. They have pain, the battle. Something turns around, just like life. But of course, in the second act of most great stories, if the person becomes free, if it's not a story as a warning, if it's an example story, then what happens on the other side is they have this epiphany and this change. So let's walk through the specific steps, and let's have you think about your own life. But first, we'll give you a couple examples so you kind of anchor it in.